We're all in different areas, aren't we, around the world, and some of us have lots of people around us, some of us are on our own, some of us have just the partners that we're with. But you know what, like, God is just as much with you as if he's with the hottest person in the world to the lowest person that don't feel like they're hot and they feel low, but they're not. And we got to remember, we're sons of God, and circumstances, situations, feelings, emotions, thoughts are all there to kind of get us off, move in and operating in who we are in Christ, and to discourage us, to help us to think the wrong things about ourselves, you know. And we're new creations in Christ, and we just need to bring our minds to the heavenly location, which is that you are beautiful, you are lovely, you are strong, you are powerful, you are chosen, you have eternal life, your life is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you are healthy, you are strong and prospering and walking with God, you are the head and not the tail, you are the above and not beneath, you are flourishing in every situation, regardless of how you feel, or regardless of words of other people. You know, I've recognized in my own walk through the years, you know, other people have really kind of knocked me and stopped me from really being full of faith because I've listened to what they've had to say to me, whether it's negative or whether it's an accusing voice or whether it's a put down voice or whether it's a rejection voice. These are all spirits that try to, that operate for other people indirectly to get us to think less of who we really are in Christ and to still our blessings. You know, every day we can really, really be happy, joyful. We can be flourishing, growing, even if we heard the worst news, you know. And it all depends where we bring our minds to. And emotions are so strong, they can take you out of the game for a while. You know, you don't want to let anyone or any emotion or any thought stop you from doing and being who you truly are in Christ. You know, and I see this trick all the time, you know, working with many different people, speaking with many different people, also going through the same thoughts and feelings at times in my life. You know, I could see how a lot of us have been hindered, or we stumble back, you know, or we think that we're incomplete, when it's just such a lie. You know, we're complete no matter how falling apart I may look, right? We are complete. You are complete. You absolutely lack nothing. God's, in God's eyes and in God's heart and in God's mind. Now, who are we going to believe? Are we going to believe God, or are we going to believe the words that were spoken to us, the situation, the circumstances, the rejection, the loneliness at times we might feel, the misunderstanding, or we don't think people understand us because our situation may not be exactly what they might have? You know, God says you are his beloved, and he's called you to a lively calling, you know, and he's given you a lively hope, and he's given you joy and freedom. And it's that joy and freedom is when we're walking by the Spirit of God. It's when we're walking by the Spirit of God, when we're looking to God, when we've got our eyes set on things above, not on the things of this earth. It's time that each one of us, we can make this decision to refuse to give in to our emotions, our negative emotions. To refuse it. Refuse to sit down and be quiet when you've got a voice and God's given you one. When you can be that great encouragement because God will put his words in your mouth if you open them. That God will bring ministry and healing and deliverance to others if you just step out with God and bring deliverance. Give the commands. The man with the withered hand would never have stretched it forth if Jesus didn't give the command. He might have thought to himself, you know, he could have thought to himself, I'm not saying he did, but he could have thought to himself, well, everyone's here, everyone's watching. You know, what happens if he doesn't put forth, what happens if he doesn't do what I tell him to do? I'm going to look really bloody stupid, isn't I? I'm telling him to stretch forth his hands, and if he doesn't do that, then it's going to look like I'm false, I'm fake. But see, there's authority with your words. And God will back up every word. He'll provide the energy levels that you need. He can change the situations that you need. He can strengthen and give you everything that he needs, that you need in your situation. And, you know, there's low vibrations, there's high vibrations. You just be on God's vibration. Vibration of truth of who you are in him. That you are righteous, that you are sanctified, that you are justified. And let's set our minds on things above, not on the things of this earth, not on our circumstances, not on our problem, no matter how personal it is, how uncomfortable it may seem, how disappointed we might be. I tell you what, for about 5 years, I was very disappointed, maybe a bit longer, with my brothers and my sisters. And I knew amongst themselves, they were texting and messaging and liking each other's posts. I got no texts. I got no likes. I got no correspondence whatsoever. The only correspondence I would ever get if I was the one to reach out first. And I kind of like didn't like that. I'm thinking, well, you know, why should I have to always step out to them? You know, don't they love me? Don't they care about me? Anyway, so after a while, this bugged me so much. And it was taking away my joy. You know, my focus, my vision, the great things that God was doing with me, I was being distracted because of that. So what did I do? I took it to God. I'm not happy with this, God. This really doesn't bless me. So it come to my heart to write them a letter, which I did. And I addressed it to all of them. And I said all the things that I just kind of basically said to you guys, plus a few other things. And it was very respectful. It wasn't, you know, I was just putting out my heart on paper saying, look, you know, don't never include me, none of you. What's going on? You know, now to other people on this too, it might not seem very important, but to me, it's very important. Now, if something is important to me, it's important to God, but he won't leave us dwelling on a negative situation, right? When we decide that we're going to do something about it, or we get a thought that we can move in it, then here, do something. So I sent this message out, and then they all replied to me, oh, no, everything's all right, blah, blah, we're just doing life, and blah, blah. But they still didn't send me, like, they never would reach out to me first. They would never even put a like. But then they started to put some likes on my posts. And I'm not on about the ones that I put up for God. I'm on about when it was family posts, you know. Because I know that they have their faith in God the way they want it. So they probably don't go with what I do and what I share. But when it come to my children and the family, and they weren't even given likes, that was really ticking me off some. I said to Kim, right, I've done everything I know to do now. And I just left it with God. And yes, there were ups and downs with that. And then I got strong and then I got used to it. And then my little sister, Rebecca, who is born again of the Spirit. Well, they're all born again of the Spirit, but she does have a relationship with God. You know, God worked in her heart to just encourage everyone that we should all meet up together like we once said that we would do. And I thought that was really cool because God used the youngest one. She's the youngest, Rebecca. And I thought, yeah, that's pretty good. Let's just sit back and I'll say yes to it and see what the others say anyway. So Rebecca suggested we all get together and I put, yeah, I love that. And that's all I put, kept very silent in the thing. And then today we all met up. I haven't seen Tony for over 5 years. Richard, I haven't seen for 2 years. Rebecca, I seen at Christmas time. And then Nicola, I haven't seen for over 5 years. So we were all together again, and it was like there was nothing wrong whatsoever. Everyone was happy to see everyone. Everyone was blessed to be together. It just made me realize people are just living their lives. We're all got older. You know, I was trying to find them in the park. I'm expecting all these young ones, but they're not. They're all older like me now. Well, they're older than me, actually. 65 and 64 and 62 or 3. And then there's me, 58. And then there's my little sister, 47. So it was like, I had some, you know, learning to do there myself. And I did take it on board. And I'm like, yeah, like they're just living life like I am. They got visions and goals, what they want to do. And I've been focused on what I want to do. And, you know, I can't expect them to run after me. But they all gave me a big hug and kisses. And we had loads of photos taken. I'll put them on the Facebook. And it really, really blessed me and got me to think that, you know, all that time I was worrying and God had a plan. God had a way out. You know, and it's where we stay towards God. It's when we give the things to God that he can make that way where it seems no way. And, you know, I know this, what I'm saying now will bless you in some type of way in your situations. You may feel like you are on your own, but you are not on your own. You've got the God who created the heavens and the earth as your heavenly Father, and he watches over you intently. He cares about every detail of your life. He cares about how you feel about coming on the leaders meeting, how you feel about connecting. He cares about how you feel about honoring him, how you feel about following the practice and the encouragement. He cares about all those things. And God really does care for you. So don't let anything stop you from being who you truly are in Christ. Now listen, you can raise the dead, you can heal the sick, you can cleanse the leper, you can cast out spirits, but if we're dwelling on things that stop us or get us bummed out, we're not going to rise up and move as Christ. No, Christ didn't sit and dwell on all those things. He may have had stuff that didn't bless him, but he kept moving with the Father, and God took care of all those other things. He took care of Christ's family. You know, they thought he was mad, didn't they? And he was always trying to get him and to get him to calm down, you know, and then he had people on his case all the time, but he just kept moving with God. He felt rejected. He was despised. You know, he was looked down upon. And so God, you know, just wants you to know that he's with you in all your situations. You are not on your own. You don't have to go through things alone. Go to God. If you're going to God, you are not on your own. And listen, God is working. He is actively working right now in your situations, whether you can see it or not, whether you see a result or not. He's at work, and my words will come to pass because these are the Heavenly Father's words, and he will satisfy your heart concerning any disappointment that you may be experiencing right now. It may not be right now you get that answer, but it will be there, and God will bring it to pass. He's the heart changer. He can change your poverty to prosperity. He can change your sickness to health. Nothing's impossible with our God. And we just not got to get duped by the world, get duped by our feelings, get duped by our emotions. And no one's better than you, by the way. You know, we don't have to be around certain people to flourish and grow. The place we first need to be is in alignment and harmony with the Heavenly Father, knowing who we are in Christ. When you know that, you won't be flirting around anywhere, because you know where you are. You don't need to run to this person to feel good, or you won't need to speak to a certain believer to feel encouraged, because you will be encouraged because you've got that relationship with the living God, and you know that he's with you. He's a jealous God. He wants you to come to him. He doesn't want you depending upon other people. He wants you to depend upon him, then he can do the best work for you. And God has given us so much wonderful encouragement all through the scriptures. And, you know, and I just want to read this. It says in Philippians, rejoice, Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, right? Always. So does that mean, well, I'll only rejoice when I'm getting good news for myself, or when I hear good news about someone else? I might be having a rubbish time, so I won't rejoice there. And my prayers don't seem to be getting answers, so I won't rejoice. No, rejoice. If you want answers to prayer, you've got to rejoice like it's already been answered. You've got to give praise to God like it's already done. That's what faith is. God requires faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So when we are rejoicing over a situation that it seems like it's never going to be answered, but we're rejoicing like we've already got the answer, we've already got the deliverance, then God goes to work. And then we definitely do have joy and rejoicing in manifestation. And then we got the testimony, then we can declare, right? But you got to rejoice first. You know, like God says, be thankful. You know, have gratitude. These are attitudes and thoughts and emotions that will elevate us to the highest level of life and living with God. When we got attitude and when we got gratitude, when we're joy and rejoicing, because we know that God is with us, he never leaves or forsakes us. So rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. We could be gathered any time. So let's live like it's the last day. be careful or be anxious for nothing. What does it say? Yeah, but we all do, Laura. Yeah, we all do, but we don't have to. We don't have to be like everybody else, do we? We can practice so that we're not being anxious for nothing, even when it seems like everything we've lost. We can still know that we've got a great life with God, and whatever we lost, we'll always get back from God. We can practice to think this way and to speak this way. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. God is showing you the recipe for success, the recipe for deliverance, the recipe for answered prayers. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer. Take it to God. Father, this is not blessing me, but I thank you and I give you praise and I give you glory, and I'm going to rejoice because I know that this is going to turn around in my favor, that this is what's going to happen. And this is what you're going to do, because you're going to work, and you'll go to work on these words, because I'm calling those things which may not be now, but I'm calling them like they already happened. Because that's faith, God, and you honor faith, right? So be careful or anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Always be thankful, always. Let your request be made known unto God. This is what I want. This is what I want to see. I expect you to do this, God. Now you go to work on these words. You are the creators of the heaven and the earth. You can change people's hearts. You can change relationships. You can change health. You can change finances. You can change little to abundance. Abundance of people, abundance of growth. If you can speak to bones and cause them to live, what can you do for us? What can you do for my field? What can you do for my fellowship? Now you go ahead, God, and you multiply my fellowship. I don't just want you to multiply my seed. I want you to multiply the words that you give me and that I speak. I want you to multiply the people that are connecting. I want laborers. Now you bring them, God. I'm coming to you for them because I don't know where they are. I don't know how to get them, but you know exactly where they are. So you arrange the meetings, God. You set it up for me, and I will speak thy word. That's the promises I make to God. You put them in front of me, and I will speak thy word. I will do what you want me to do. I've got all my plans, and I've told you all the things that you're going to do for me. But now I come to a realization, oh my heavenly Father, that it's about what you tell me that you want me to do. That's the plan I need to follow. That's the visions and goals and desires that I need, is what you're giving to me, because you give the vision. Where there is no revelation, the people wander aimlessly, right? But happy is he that keepeth the law. Happy is he that does what God says. And so now I need the vision and direction from God. Yeah, I got my goals, I got my desires. God says, if I delight in him, here, give me the desires of my heart, here, bring them to pass. But it's the bigger goals is what God wants you to do. And he wants all men to be saved. And a part of those goals and that vision is to preach forth the gospel concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, to operate and walk in the power of the Holy Spirit that he's placed within you, that is residing in you, that is waiting to be released like a Lamborghini engine, right? And then it says, and the peace of God. It's the peace of God. We need that peace of God. And it's by doing those things that we get that peace of God, which passeth all understanding. God will show us what is really important. God will show us, yes, I will take care of those things, even if we can't see it with our physical eyes, or heart, or mind. You've got to see with your eyes of the heart. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Satan wants you to dwell on the negatives. Satan wants you to wallow in your emotions of fear, worries, doubts, rejection. But I would say, screw Satan. Because he's under our feet and he's crushed. And you crush him by focusing with God and saying what God says and moving at the direction of God. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. I'm telling you the truth right now. Whatsoever things are honest, I'm being honest with you right now. Whatsoever things are just, I'm being just with you right now. Whatsoever things are pure, I'm giving you pure things right now. Whatsoever things are lovely, I'm giving you lovely things and lovely thoughts to think from God. Whatsoever things are of a good report, this is of a good report. You can go and share this with someone else, what I just shared, because it come from God. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, God wants you to shift your focus from anything that's stopping you, anything that's making you feel less than who you truly are, and he wants you to focus this way. And that is a decision to make. We make that choice. We choose to be down, and we can either choose to stay down, should I say. We don't ask for it, but we either choose to go with the thoughts and the feelings and the emotion of what's maybe have gone on or what's happening in our lives, or we can switch it and believe the promises of God that, you know, we are who God says we are, that he's going to do the things for us he says he's going to do. He's going to restore the thing. He's going to give us, you know, a hope and a future and expected end. He's going to bless us. He's going to make us come up smelling of roses. Then it says, these things which you have both learned, you're learning this right now, and you've received, and you've heard, and you've seen in me, do what I'm doing. I will say to you, do what I'm doing, and the God of peace shall be with you. You'll start manifesting on every level, because God is faithful. And you've got to be sold out to do this with God. You've got to be fully focused. There's nothing more important in your life than what's being spoken right now. To do and to practice and to think. Nothing. Not anyone, not anything. And then when we get that first, like if you think of, look at Abraham. Look how God asked him to sacrifice his son he just had. He just promised him, you know, when he was a little bit older. Did Abraham think, well, you know, we're going to screw everything up if we do that. He obeyed. If you want the blessings, you've got to be obedient. And what I'm encouraging now, this is not like a hard thing to be obedient to, is it? To put our focus to God, to say the right things, to do the right things, to move in the right way. It's not a hard thing, is it? Like, you know, this is going to benefit. Everything God gives to us is for a benefit. And God wants you to really be strong. You know, Paul says, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. We might go through some stuff, but we're to abound in whatever it is. Because God is with us. He will supply. And then he says, he's not asking you to do this in your own strength. See, if you're struggling and straining, I just can't do this. I just can't think that way. I just can't speak that way. You just don't understand the depth of what's gone on. Do you know what? That's you. God's not asking you to do it in your strength or your ideas. He's asking you to do it in his strength. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. As we make up our minds to do what God wants, then we have that inner strength energized within us by God. Just like when we speak in tongues, is that spirit being energized, is being activated as we decide. And then he goes on to say, notwithstanding you have well done that you did fully share with my afflictions. You know, now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed Macedonia, no church communicated with me. Yeah. Feel sorry for me. He's saying, no, he's not, is he? No church fully shared. No one supported him concerning giving and receiving, he was on about, but ye only. But he rejoiced because they did do it. He said, for even in Thessalonica you sent once again unto my need, not because I desired a gift, but I desired fruit that abound to your account. But I have all and abound, I am full, having received of Epaphras the things which are sent from you, an odour and a sweet smell and a sacrifice well pleasing unto God. This giving is that's what it does to God. It's an odour, it's a swell. It's a sweet smell, not a swell, a smell. And it's a sacrifice, you know, because you're given something that you could have had. And God's going to multiply, and that's well pleased to God. And it says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his glorious riches by Christ Jesus, not just financially, but in every area. Now unto God our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. See, God supplies all of our need in every area, spiritually, mentally, physically, materially, socially, romantically, emotionally, whatever the area, whatever the need, God says he'll supply it. Now, do we believe that or don't we? It's a decision. And when you put your expectations in the words that I'm speaking now, on that side of things, on the spiritual response, then you'll start to get blessed. But when we decide to let our emotions take over us, and you know, the situations take over us. Now, I woke up this morning. I'll share it with you because it was a negative, but it's turned into a positive. I woke up, I had the runs, we had a flat tire. I was supposed to go and see my brothers and sisters, and I'm thinking that is not happening. After all this time and all this waiting, I'm not going to make it. I mean, I went to the toilet about four times in the space of 30 minutes, and it was ridiculous, you know. And but again, calmed down, took it to God, went to the Father. That stopped. The tire got sorted out, and we was a little bit late to the original time we was going to meet, but we got there. So we acted in faith. We didn't shrink back in fear. I can't make it. What about if I mess myself when I go up there? Or what about if this happens? What about if that? We didn't let the fear or the inconvenience of a situation stop us from doing what we had to do. And it wasn't what I had to do. It was what I wanted to do, you know. And God blessed us in those things. So I don't know why I'm sharing in the manner I'm sharing right now. There was obviously a need from everyone in one of those areas there, or maybe more. But God wants you to lead. He wants you to be the leaders he's called you to be. And you can only be that when you're resting in him, when you're being led by the Spirit of God, when you're submitted to him, when you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness in what you're doing in your life and living. I don't live with you. I don't know your routines, but God does. And he knows where he's first, and he knows where he isn't. And he's saying, listen, just take a little check up from the neck up. Take a little sit down. Look at what you're doing. Look at look at your schedule in a day of what you do, and get me first in it. You know, ask me. I'll show you the areas, because I've got some great things coming up for you. I want you in position, ready to receive. This is from God, what I'm saying. It's not Lawrence. There's some great things coming up for each individual, and collectively together, we've got to be in a position to receive it. Just like on a rugby pitch or a soccer pitch, American football, you've got to be standing in the right position to receive that ball once it's thrown to you. And God can work with you, but you've got to be listening. And you've got to think, okay, let's shore up here. Let's get some training in. Let's get some spiritual training in there. Yeah, we got some lovely weather where we can go and sit on the beach, sit in the sunshine, have a little break. That's all the lovely stuff that God would like us to do, but it ain't the be all and end all. We got family people that we love, but we need to get them to go to God. We need to get them to listen to what we got to say. We need to direct them to the Father and let the Father be a father to them, even though we might be mum or we might be dad to them. And then we get them moving. And so this is what God is speaking today, right now, because he's got work for you, and you're going to miss out on your gravy train that he's got for you. He wants you to put him first, and he wants you to do exactly what he's going to show you. And it's going to be great, and it's going to be a blessing. The only thing, if you don't, is he going to hit you around the head with a baseball bat? No, but I will. No. Is he going to hit you around the head with a baseball bat? No, he won't. But you'll just miss out on the blessing. You know, and you don't, there might be something that you've been waiting for years, and you can miss out on the blessing. It's like today, I could have missed out on the blessing of seeing my brothers and sisters because I had a tummy upset. Oh, I can't do that. And I didn't feel like it. You know what it's like. I really didn't feel. I felt drained. But no, we continue to move forward. We believe God. Now everything's fine. Honestly, I'm fine. There's no desperation. There's no nothing there. Everything's good, you know. And so God is with us. And so just take your time in what you're doing. Don't rush ahead without that confirmation from the Heavenly Father. Listen to his voice. Be still. Be still and know that he's God, and keep him first. So that's what come to my heart to share. And I really do love you guys. You are fantastic leaders. I mean, God has blessed me with wonderful, wonderful, wonderful leaders. And you're a great example to the world. And your voice is standing out throughout the whole world. There's thousands of people that listen to the International Zoom Fellowship, the International Leaders Zoom Fellowship, and there's thousands of people listening to you guys, and you're having an impact, and people are getting blessed, people are getting touched. I bet there's people you brought deliverance to you don't even know, just through coming on here and sharing what God's doing in your life. Keep God first and do what he says, you know, And I know God wants to take us up to the next level of what we've been doing, really, like with increase, new people showing up. But you've got to listen. You've got to follow the encouragement. Stay in your lane. If you've got your own Zoom fellowship, you don't need anyone from this Zoom fellowship to be jumping on it. Do your own fellowship. If you're lonely, pray for a labourer. God, give me a labourer. You don't have to be jumping on anybody else's back. Seriously, I'm being serious now. If you want to see it move, this is the mindset you've got to have. And that's true, what I'm saying. Right? And I say it with all heart and love, you know. Anyway, I love you all. You are God's masterpieces. Thank you for all coming on. And consider what I say. And he that hath ears, let him hear what God is saying. And I love you.